is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word. Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 95. Psalm 95. And if you can access a Bible, we invite you to join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We send out many of these every week, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. Now, the prayer journal is simply a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket, a coat pocket, into your purse, or into a Bible case. A little journal you can take with you wherever you go, where you can write down your prayer requests. You know, I like to take mine with me at church when we have our prayer meeting, and I write down the prayer requests that I hear. And then sometimes when people says, pray for me, I can pull it out, write them down right there in my prayer journal. And there, keep track of my prayers to God. And as I keep that prayer list and pray, I can mark off when I see that God answers. And God does answer. In fact, you keep these prayer journals for very long, you're going to see that just about all of them, if you're praying correctly and praying scripturally, that they're going to get marked off as God answers those prayers. The prayer journals are absolutely free. You just simply need to contact us, and we'll send one out to you as quickly as we can. There are three ways you can get the prayer journals. First of all, is through our website at considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just simply write to us. It's interesting, all the letters that we get, and we're so thankful for the cards and the letters that people send, and sometimes they throw in a little contribution, and we're grateful for that. It certainly helps us out. Now, certainly not required. The journals are absolutely free. You can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. I want to read Psalm 95, at least the first six verses of this great psalm. I'm going to pick up on a couple of words or a little phrase that we're going to be talking about today. I'm not going to tell you about it yet, but I'll show you when we get there. All right? Psalm 95 says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In His hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it, and His hands formed the dry ground. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker." Let's worship the Lord, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice. The verse I want us to look at is particularly verse 3, where the psalm said, "For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." The words where I particularly want us to look at is "above all." Those two words, we will actually find them over 50 times in the Bible. above all. It means to be higher and greater than any other, to be the most important. I think it's something that should require our attention. When it is above all, something should be our a priority. And so we're going to look at this little phrase and a couple of places where the Bible mentions it. First of all, here, it is certainly talking about the Lord, that He is above all. We serve a mighty and a great God. I'm going to read verse 3 again. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. He is above all. He is a great God. Think of His attributes, that He is omnipotent, meaning He is all-powerful. There is no power greater than God's power. Imagine He created the universe. The sun we speak of in megatons of power, and yet He created it just by His voice. Let there be light, and there was. He created the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, all that in them is, Scripture says. He is omniscient. He is all-knowing. He knows everything. He knows all about you. He knows all. And He is omnipresent, ever-present. There is nowhere you can go that you can run away from God. Well, sometimes we think we can, but you cannot run away from God. You cannot get away from His presence. He is a God that is above all gods. Now, when this was written in the land and in their region where they were at, there were many other gods, and gods of wood and gods of stone. The Bible talks about how they have ears and they cannot hear, and they have mouths but cannot speak. They were false gods, yet many people believed in them. And yet the God of creation was above all of those gods. I love that story when one time when the Ark of the Covenant had been captured by the Philistines, and they put the Ark of the Covenant in with their gods, and they woke up in the morning and all of their gods were flat on their faces. And they understood that there was power, that God was powerful, that He was above all. He is the Creator. He, you know, we deem more important than anything. You know, these other gods are things that we might attribute to them more power than we ought to. Things that we put more important than God. Things and people. You know, I think social media has become a god. I want you to keep this in mind, and I say this often, but it's so important that we ought to worship God, love people, and use things. And yet so many times we get those out of order. Worship God, love people, and use things. You know, He alone is worthy of our worship. Verse 6 in our psalm says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker." He is our Creator, and we bow before Him. He gives us reason to sing. We go back to verse 1. He said, "Oh, let us sing unto the Lord." Kneeling before Him in humble adoration and worship. He is the God above all gods. But I also want you to notice another above all that we find in the Scripture. Now, I said before, there's over 50 of them, and certainly we don't have the time to look at all 50 of them. There's no way we would be able to do that. But let's look at another one over here in Colossians 3 and beginning in verse 12. You'll see it here. Now listen to it before we get to the words above all. So beginning in verse 12. Now I'm in Colossians 3 now in the New Testament, beginning in verse 12. Paul said, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye." Now, let me stop for here for just a moment. What a great picture of what a Christian ought to be. I'm going to read it again, put on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ has forgiven you, so do also ye. But here it is, verse 14. And above all these things, put on charity. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. He said, above all these things, what things? That whole list we just mentioned, bowels of mercy, that would be compassion, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forgiveness. Above all of these great characteristics, he said, above all, put on charity. Now that charity is love. It is God's love. There are several Greek words that the Bible uses to describe love. Here the word is agape, which speaks of a perfect love, of God's love. You know, this is the love that's spoken about in 1 Corinthians 13, you know, the great love chapter. At the end of the chapter, it says, and now abides faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love, or is charity. We're taught in the Bible so many times that we ought to love one another. Let me read one of those passages. This is First John chapter 4. I'm going to begin reading in verse 7. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, that because God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that through him we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, or the atoning sacrifice of sin. You know, the whole point here is that above all, of all of these characteristics, we ought to have on love. Above all, he said, put on charity. Above all, love. Learn to love one another. And then very quickly, the last one is in Ephesians 6. And I don't have time to read all of this, but this is about the armor of God. I'm going to read it, starting in verse 11. He said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And in verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The most important part of the army, of the armor, is your faith. Our shield against the wicked one, against all kinds of wickedness. He said it would quench the fiery darts of the wicked. So, above all, worship God, love people, stand strong in the faith. He is a God above all gods. Worship him. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love performed for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet. Pierced